Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Next, you're going to hear a clip from Eric Metaxas. He's another one of my favorite guests, such an amazing guy. He's a frequent guest on the show, and he unpacks his book, Seven Men. He shares his story in this clip of Jackie Robinson and what made Jackie a man of valor and strength. Let's listen in.
First of all, his mother was a profound Christian, and she taught her kids, you know, who God is and how to behave, right and wrong. And you know how some of these single mothers, boy, they are the heroes of the world. This mother was a hero. He grows up, he's got a temper, he's got a real sense of justice, passionate. When somebody wrongs him, he wants to fight back. And, you know, and that's a good thing. The question is, what do you do with that? How does your temper get tempered, right? Well, he met a man who was a pastor who told him that, you know, to turn the other cheek, that's heroic. What Jesus did was heroic. It wasn't cowardly. And he trained this young man to, and this is, we need to train all our young men, how do you take what God has given you, this passion, this fire, this strength, this, and use it for God's purposes? And Jackie Robinson learned that early on from this pastor. And Branch Rickey, when he was looking for a man to break the color barrier in, you know, to integrate baseball, he said, I don't just need somebody who's a great athlete. There's a whole bunch of Negro athletes in the Negro leagues, and I could pick this one or that one, Satchel Paige Josh Gibson or Buck O'Neill, or there's all these names. And he says, no, I need a man who has incredible moral character and who is a person of faith who's going to understand turn the other cheek is a command. Mm-hmm. Who's going to get that? And he found Jackie Robinson. In their initial meeting, Branch Rickey opens up a book called The Life of Christ and shares this with Jackie Robinson and reads the part from the Sermon on the Mount about turning the other cheek, resist not evil. And I mean, he knew that Jackie Robinson is going to get it. He's a serious Christian, and unless he gets that and is willing to, you know, bow before God when it comes to this temptation, we're not going to make it. The whole thing's going to get set back 10 years. This is a fragile thing. All he needs to do is punch somebody in the mouth who deserves it, and the press is going to go nuts, and they're going to blame him. And how do you overcome that strong feeling for the greater good? Well, the way Jackie Robinson did it was because of his faith in Jesus. He believed in the idea of getting on your knees when you pray, that there's a reason that to do that. It's, you know, your posture before God and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we need to know, historically speaking, that's who Jackie Robinson was. And, you know, again, that's why I told that story. I remember when I learned about the faith of Jackie Robinson, I said, boy, the world needs to know this. So it was easy for me to want to put this in the book. He's, as I say, one of the seven men in Seven Men.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.